Actually, we're on Ayin Aleph Med Aleph. Two short Amudim today and tomorrow. Perfect.
Perfect Friday one.
Right. Perfect for post circus. Okay, we're up to the Mishnah. Nodra v'hi Arusa. She made a neder when she was in Arusa, and at that time her father and husband should have been made for the neder. Nisgarsha bo b'yom, Nisarsa bo b'yom. And she got divorced on the day that she made the neder, the day they heard it. And so now the husband's out of the picture. And she got engaged again that same day. So it's all within the day of this neder. Afil the meya, even if she did this 100 times in that day, she got divorced and married again, or the husband died and she married again, right, 100 times. Well, but the husband dying couldn't happen 100 times, she'd be a katalonis. But in any case, so she got divorced 100 times. Avihu bailoha achro mefina derecho. The husband, the last husband, and the father are made for the nedarin, even though the nether was made, we'll see, the Gemara says, when the first husband or any of the subsequent husbands were still alive. Zehaklau. Kol shelo yotzel reshus asma shu'achas. As long as she didn't go out of the reshus of the father for 1 second, meaning either she became a bogeris, and that way she goes out of the reshus of the father, or she became a nesua. If she had nesuin, or she became a bogeris, then she's out of the reshus of the father. But as long as she's a nara, right, and she only had an erusin, so the last husband and the father are made for the nedarim. Rashi, Avihu bailo achro mefina derecho, afilu mashenodr beirusei rishon. Even the nedarim she made when she was married to Reuven, Shimon, the last husband, is made for them. L'reshus asma shelo niseis leechad mehem. She went out to her own reshus either by giving the suin to one of them, or shelo bogra besochazman, or she became bogeris that day. Then still, avihu bailo, they are made for the nedarim together. Gemara. Minolin de orus achram mefer nedarim sheniru l'orus rishon. How do I know that the last orus can be made for nedarim that already were in effect when the first orus or any of the previous orus arusim were alive? Maybe he can only be made for nedarim that were made when he was an orus, not things that came before him. That's the question. Omar Shmuel Omar Krav, im hayo siya le'ish unidoreho aleho nidorim shahayu aleho kvar. Right, she'll be hayo siya, like we said, infers two marriages, and any nidorim she had on her already. Mashma, that she made the nidorim in a previous marriage, and now it's a new marriage that same day, and the last arus is made for those nidorim she came into the marriage with. Omar says, no, dil mahani mila shalom niru la'arus rishon. Maybe those are the nedarim she made after the Oris died. And therefore they never were under the jurisdiction of that first Oris. Aval nedarim she niru la'aris rishon lo matzi mefer. Right? Asar Oris achron. But maybe nedarim that were under the jurisdiction of the first Oris, and then he died, maybe the last Oris doesn't get power over those nedarim. Aleha kro yisei rehu. So Mara says, no, the Aleha didn't have to say unedarim Aleha. It says unikrusen nedarim, right? Im hayosiel eish unidoreho. Then what's it called? What's nedoreho aleha? The aleha is an extra word to tell me even the nedarim she made when the first aros was alive, the last aros is mefer. Rashi nedoreho aleha kroyuserehu dolo itzvich lemichtav the licht of rachmanim im hayosiel eish unidoreho o mivtas vaseho. What's aleha? Aleha mufna mishum nedarim sheniru la'aris harishon deyachol lahafer aris achron. Aleha is an extra word that tells me that not only is the aris achron made for nedarim that were made after the first aris died, even what's it called, nedarim that were made when the first aris was alive. Okay, vayter tanya kavasi de Shmuel nara hamuraso avia ubaila mefirin nedareha. Okay. The Brisa that says like Shmuel, right, that even the Nedarim that the first Oris heard and then died. The last Aris is Mefer together with the father. It says, Naram Uras Aviyo Baila Mefirin Tareha Ketzot Shom Aviyo Vehefarla V'lo Hispik HaBaal L'shmo Ad Shemes. So it's clearly Nedarim that she made when the first Aris was alive, but he didn't have a chance to be Mefer and he dropped dead. V'lo Hispik HaBaal L'shmo Ad Shemes V'nisar Sabo B'yom, and she got engaged to somebody else that day. Afilu Me'apam, even 100 times. Aviyo Baila Achram Mefirin Tareha V'ferish. The father and the last Aris are made for the Nedarim, even the ones that were made in the lifetime of the first Aris.